Sellinger has the ball over to Payton. Payton wants to drive again. There he goes down the lane and slams it in with the right hand. Kapow for Chris Payton. Jacobs drives in again, finds Sellinger. There's a three in the corner. Bingo! Sellinger nails a three. He has 5 points. Kent State up by seven. Dennis, spin move, lost it. It's Myron Thomas. It's a breakaway. He goes down the lane and hammers it home. Myron Thomas, 4 points. Carry deep on the logo on the right. There it goes, a long three. Jackpot! Sincere Carry with the shot clock at one, hits a 30-footer. It is Kent State ball on the restart. They lead Akron 20-14, 11-20 and counting here in the first half. Von Cameron Davis over to Claron Hornbeek. Now to Jalen Sellinger driving to the hoop. Knifes in from the left wing and lays it down for two. Jalen Sellinger, his first bucket. And it's 22-14. Sellinger so quick with that first step. He just shook the defense and had a clear path to the basket. Now a foul called against the Flashes trying to hold Enrique Freeman. I think they'll get Hornbeek on his first foul of the night. Team foul number four against Kent State. 22-14, the Flashes have their largest lead so far. Freeman backing down on the low right block, puts it up over Hornbeek. Bad angle, tried to use the glass, but was a little too far toward the baseline, missed the shot. Flashes have the ball. Sincere Carey has it on the dribble. He's guarded by Sammy Hunter. That's a mismatch. We'll see if Carey tries to take him off the dribble. He'll fire a long pass to Jacobs. Left wing three. There it goes. Missed it long. The rebound tipped around and grabbed by the Zips, Enrique Freeman. Freeman with his fourth rebound already. Sammy Hunter called for traveling. 22-14. Kent State gets the ball back. Akron on average only 11 turnovers per night. That's second fewest in the conference. Kent State 12 turnovers on average. So both of these teams take care of the ball. On Cameron Davis to Claron Hornbeek. Flashes have it with the 8-point lead. Sellinger elevates, shoots, and nails a 15-footer from straight on. He has 4 points. And Kent State has built a 10-point lead, 24-14. Castaneda with the ball. Hunter up top. Now it's Tribble on the left, guarded by Carey. Tribble into the lane, kicks it out to Hunter, and a three. Missed it long, almost tried to bank it in. Carey grabs the rebound. Into front court, he's picked up by Hankerson. Carey falls down, no call on the contact. Jacobs kicks it out to Sellinger, and a three on the left. He missed it into the weak side. It's a rebound for Trendon Hankerson of Akron. Zips have the ball down by 10. Flashes up 24-14, 9:25 to go here in the first half. Here's Freeman down low, beautiful spin move. And he gets away from Hornbeek, or at least gets enough space to put it up and through. He has 8 points. 24-16. He has half of Akron's scoring output so far. Great crowd tonight here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Here's Davis, a three on the left. Too strong, and it's one and done for Kent State right now. Tribble has the ball. Outlet pass to Hankerson. Transition three. Perfect. Trendon Hankerson, his second three of the first half. 24-19. They've quickly cut the deficit in half. Kent State leading by five. Jacobs guarded by Freeman. Drives underneath the hoop. Bounces it to Hornbeek. Did not catch it cleanly. Ball knocked loose. Castaneda has it for Akron. Xavier Castaneda. Top of the key, on the dribble, wants to make his way down the lane, scoops it up, missed the shot. Jacobs altered the shot. He might have even gotten a piece of it as Castaneda threw it up there wildly. It's out of bounds off of Castaneda, though, so Jacobs only altered the shot, and Kent State will take over. Julius Rollins checks in for the Flashes. Payton is back in. Jacobs and Davis each sit. think Garvin Clark just checked back in for Akron as well as Nate Johnson. Tight rotation for both teams. 24-19, Kent State, 8-11 to go. Sullinger, a long three on the left, missed it, and the rebound to Chris Payton. Grabbed it with two hands, goes back up strong, throws it up, won't go. Myron Thomas, third effort, scores, and he gets fouled. Myron Thomas, count the basket. The foul goes against Nate Johnson. Myron Thomas has 7 early points, and Kent State has a 26-19 lead over the Zips. Timeout on the floor with 7:54 to go. Myron Thomas at the line when we come back. You're listening to coverage of the Mid-American Conference Tournament semifinals and Kent State basketball from Learfield. Kent State leading Akron 26-19. We welcome you back to our live broadcast coverage of the Golden Flashes. Virgil Demery in studio in the Winston-Salem headquarters. Greg Wilson is on site as our engineer here in the Joe Tate Perch. One of the all-time greats, not only in Cleveland sports history, but in all of NBA history as far as broadcasting, the great Joe Tate. This broadcast location where he worked, named in his honor. 26-19, Flashes by 7. Myron Thomas will be at the foul line. Thomas, a 67% foul shooter on the year. Kent State as a team, 72.5. 26-19, Flashes, 7:56 to go, first half. Myron Thomas trying to complete a three-point play. The shot is up and good. He's tied for team high honors with Carey. He has 8. And Kent State back to an 8-point lead, 27-19. Freeman had it jarred away by Julius Rollins, and Freeman was the last to touch it, and he knew it. By the way, our officials for tonight's game, Chris Beaver, Tim Stewart, and Steve McJunkins. They are making the impartial calls in tonight's Mid-American Conference semifinal between the Zips and the Golden Flashes. Jalen Sullinger, a couple of early buckets for Kent State. He has the ball in front court. Chris Payton has the ball. Now to Carey. Carey into the corner. Sullinger a three on the left. Jackpot. Jalen Sullinger, 7, and Kent State has their largest lead, 11, 30-19. 7:15 to go, first half, lob pass looking for Freeman, and Kent State is going to be called for holding. The foul goes against Payton. If it were football, it would be 10 yards from the spot of the foul. 30-19. Inbounding, baseline left. Castaneda will trigger the play for the Zips. They get it into Castaneda. Back to Hankerson. He threw it too wide. It's off of Trendon Hankerson's hands and out of bounds into the Kent State bench. Flashes ball on the turnover. The Zips now with 6 turnovers. Kent State with 3 so far. We've played 13 minutes, and the Flashes have 30 points on the board, and they've held the Zips to 19. Thomas a 3 on the left. It hits the rim, won't go in. Offensive rebound, Hornbeek. The putback is good for the big man. His first 2. Hornbeek made a living on the offensive glass yesterday. He gives Kent State a 32-19 lead. Tribble has the ball for Akron. High post area. Had the ball knocked away. It's loose on the floor. Jacobs and Carey diving for it. It's a jump ball. The arrow is going to favor Kent State. Boy, you have your 2 star players, Carey and Jacobs, both throwing their body around like that. What a great standard for the rest of the team. 32-19. Flashes forced the 7th Akron turnover. 6:30 to go, first half. What a start for the Flashes. Exactly what Rob Senderoff was hoping for when he spoke on the pregame show. Here's Thomas. Pump fakes, comes out of the corner. Now to Carey. Three ball at the top. Missed it. Rebound to Jacobs of Kent State. Malik Jacobs down low. Spins. Got to the rim. Reverse layup goes right down the hatch for Malik Jacobs. He has seven. Boy, he owned Sammy Hunter right there. And Jacobs knocks down the shot, and he is egging on the Kent State crowd to get fired up. Timeout taken by the Zips. A 34-19 lead for Kent State. They're up 15 points. This is a 10-0 run for the Golden Flashes. Malik Jacobs, an offensive rebound, and then worked his way along the baseline, spun away from 6'8 Sammy Hunter, and banked it in on the other side of the rim. Pretty play. Kent State up 34-19. Shooting percentages, Kent State 52, and Akron not bad at 47, but the Flashes have taken 10 more shots than the Zips. Akron ball here on the restart. 6:02 showing on the clock. Hankerson standing right beside Rob Senderoff as he inbounds the ball. Castaneda has it over to Tribble. Greg Tribble, top of the key, Sammy Hunter. Moving fast at the top of the key now, Castaneda back to Hunter. He'll shoot a three on the left, missed it. Weak side rebound to Freeman. He goes back up strong and scores. Freeman with 10 points. He's keeping Akron in it. He has 10 of their 21. 34-21, Flashes by 13. Kent State with a spirited effort so far. Here's Jacobs. Fires from the left side of the lane. Missed the shot. Freeman grabs the rebound, and he'll come forward for Akron. Left-hand dribble by the first team all-conference performer. Hunter in the far right corner against Byron Thomas. Hunter drives to the hoop, gets underneath, scores, and draws the foul from Myron Thomas. Well, Sammy Hunter, who was schooled earlier by Jacobs, shows that he has some nice footwork as well. He scores his first two. Now Myron Thomas will take a seat, as that is his second foul. Rollins out. Thomas out. Looks like Sullinger and Davis both came in. And Sammy Hunter to the line for a possible three-point play. And he makes the shot. So Hunter makes it 34-24. 5 minutes to go first half. 5 minutes. Carey guarded by Hankerson. Hornbeek tries to set a screen. Now they abandon that idea. 12 to shoot. Carey around the back dribble. Still has Hankerson in front of him. Throws it up wildly. No good. Hankerson the rebound and the outlet. Now Hankerson has it back. He shoots a three in transition. Missed the shot. And Malik Jacobs is down with his third rebound. Carey, no look pass. Comes in at a high rate of speed. Gets knocked away. Sullinger back to Carey. Jump pass Jacobs. Back to Carey. High on the left. Plenty of time for Kent State here. And Rob Senderoff calling out a new play. Now Carey will drive underneath. Throws it out to Davis and a travel. Now the Flash has come away empty-handed there. Kent State was a little out of sync there and also playing way too fast. 34-24. The Flashes have led by as much as 15. They have a 10-point lead right now as we approach the 4-minute mark here in the MAC semifinals. The winner moves on to take on Toledo tomorrow night. Castaneda with the ball. Freeman is open outside the lane on the left. Hornbeek crouching in the man-to-man. Beautiful spin move. Freeman scores. Gets fouled. He took a blow to the head there. 12 points for Freeman. Hornbeek has two fouls. Timeout on the floor. So Freeman at the line when we come back. Zips have come storming back. after trailing by 15. Right now, 34-26, Kent State leading the Akron Zips. More first half action to come after this timeout. You're listening to Golden Flashes Basketball from Learfield.